To continue from last week's story where Jesus was working in Capernaum, Jesus is still healing and he cast out spirits, but he does so quickly because once again, he wants them to not be able to have a chance to identify him to people who don't already know who he is. Jesus is still in Capernaum. He went from the synagogue and then now into a home, still in private spaces. So this week's story finds Jesus healing Simon's mother-in-law. And it's important for many reasons, for those who are healed to feel that sense of community, for their families to have them reunited with them as whole, for the community to be gathered as one. In the same way, Jesus' presence is important today. The LGBTQIA+ community is in need of healing from the harm that the church has done to us. There is rhetoric that has been used to declare us sinners for simply being ourselves. The creation of conversion camps and the practices in them is the mildest I can say, heinous. The teaching that people need to kick people out of their homes for just coming out as who they are. Teenagers, even adults left on the streets or to try to find someone who loves them enough to let them be who they are. It makes me sick. But it's not just them. The indigenous community is looking for healing for the harm that's been caused by nations. Churches and communities who have taught that people with different understandings or beliefs or cultures and spiritual connections, they must be savages. Countries push people from their homes and from their culture, placing children away from their families to force them to learn how to be right. Learn the right culture, learn the right language. There's rhetoric that has been used to lead to genocide and incarceration. All they did was be who they are. For people of color, the harm that's been caused by politics with slavery and concentration camps that dehumanize them, laws and legislation designed to keep people from removed from their community where they're not able to be with the people who love them, who they love. The disrespectful expectations for people to assimilate because they have a different culture. And so Jesus shows us in this story how important the work of healing is to community. First, he helps a family to feel comfortable with change. A mother-in-law is sick, and he heals her. He lifts her up, a simple touch, and she is made whole. And it's not just important for her to feel better, but for Simon, for his family, to know that Simon can continue to be doing the work of following Jesus because he's not worried about the health of his mother-in-law or his wife who's trying to care for her. He helps these hurting people of the village to return to communion with their neighbors, those who have been dealing with illnesses, with evil spirits hurting them and removing them from community. Now they get to return to community. They're no longer outcast. He removes those barriers that attempt to separate people from relationship with God. As we heard just now in the Romans text this morning, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of Christ Jesus and God. Jesus cast out these evil spirits from people who were suffering. They were not able to be in full relationship with God because these spirits were stopping that ability. The spirits were in control of their bodies, of their minds. They couldn't think for themselves enough. They couldn't speak for themselves because whenever there was a moment where they wanted to say or do something, these evil spirits inside them would intervene. So Jesus helps them because these are the spirits not of identity, but of misidentity. These spirits who try to get between us and God. But in all that Jesus says in the Gospels, here is exactly what Jesus said about LGBTQIA people in community. That's right, nothing. Jesus says a lot about a lot of things. But he lived in the Greco-Roman culture. I promise you, Our community existed, and we were allowed and out then, back then too. And yet Jesus says nothing. So all the harm that the church has tried to do, it's people. It's not God, it's not Jesus. Because in a way, this is also a coming out story for Jesus. Knowing that last week he was in the synagogue, a private space for the Jewish community. This week he's in a home, a private space for a family, and people come to him, but they come to the home. They're coming to him. And now, at the end of this story, he says, we need to go out. We need to go share the story, share the good news of God's love. And I don't know about all of you, but I kind of believe in an androgynous Jesus, because there are so many traits that he has that are not specific to what was expected of a male in Jewish culture in ancient Judaism. He was tender. He was loving. He worked with children and said, don't turn them away. He loved. He healed. He washed feet. I like his coming out. So the church has spent some time using the Bible, trying to create these spaces, using these words in the wrong ways to tell us that we don't matter, we don't belong, we don't deserve to exist. So more than that, we do. You deserve to be who you are, and you deserve to recognize that you can have more than one identity. This flag up here, at first, there was just this right side where it was the rainbow flag for the gay pride. And that came to take on a moment of identity for the entire community of the LGBTQIA plus people. But it didn't say enough. So a few years ago, somebody created the Progress Pride flag where they added in the brown and the black stripes originally to say that people of color were also part of this, that intersectionality is a thing. And then they added in the blue and the pink and the white for their trans friends and family. And then this part on the very end, the circle, is to represent our asexual community. Because you can be more than one thing. You can be trans and gay, queer and black, asexual and non-binary, indigenous and intersex, Christian and affirming and queer. You can be more than one. And actually, it's healthy. Our identities are not sins, but they are gifts from God. Last week, I had this beautiful opportunity to take part in a Reiki healing workshop. We have a Reiki master who is volunteering with our hospice who came in to teach us a little bit about what Reiki is so that we can offer that for our patients and families, but also for us to experience some of that healing. Now, Reiki is the use of energy and light to provide comfort, peace, healing. It gives you a chance to feel something different. And just as we hear in some of the gospel stories, particularly in John chapter 9, where they talk about how you know that somebody who is not from God could not possibly do the things that Jesus has done, for me, there was this affirmation that I could experience working with Reiki. I had this sense of light flowing through my body. We did spoon bending so we could see the physical aspects of how that works. And I have the spoons in my car if anybody wants to see them. They are now ineffective as spoons. But it was beautiful to feel that energy flowing through your body. And then to work with one of my coworkers and have her feel the heat and the warmth in her hands just from me being in her presence. And for her, it's the same for me. There was a moment where I felt like I didn't need to breathe. I was breathing, don't get me wrong. But I didn't feel like I had to survive. It was a sense of peace and calm that I had no idea could happen. And I tried it again this week when my blood pressure was a little elevated while I was at a specialist because I was praying I'd get released, and I did. And my blood pressure was up so high that they insisted on taking it again after a couple of minutes. So in that time, I spent a moment breathing, feeling that energy flowing through my body, and my blood pressure diastolic number dropped like 15 points. If God didn't believe that I should be exactly who I am, I don't think I could have experienced that. And certainly not more than once. So I talked a few weeks ago about my beliefs in a AAA approach to the LGBTQIA+ community. Acknowledge, accept, and affirm. When you acknowledge something about somebody, you recognize that that is a part of who they are. You might still want to change it. You might want to, you might still believe that it's not right, but you acknowledge that it's there. And trust me, that's a big step, because my ex's family would not even acknowledge that they were not straight and not heterosexual, or not cisgender. It wasn't pretty. The next step is to accept. When I accept somebody as who they are, I recognize that that is absolutely a part of them, and I love that about them. I may still have some feelings that I don't understand, but I respect them and I accept who they are. I'm not trying to change them. But affirmation is the best part, because it's when you don't even want to change anything about somebody. It's when you accept every bit of their identity and you say, you are a child of God and I love it. Boy, there are some of us in this room who have needed to hear that. We've all had times in our lives, whether you're straight, gay, intersex, bisexual, if you're black, white, indigenous, Mexican, Chinese, Japanese, you name it. You need to know that you are loved. So much. So as one of my favorite TikTokers series states, and I've gotten Aaron hooked to this, and I'm not even sorry for it. There's this moment where one of my favorite characters says, even though I'm bi, let me get this straight. You can love God and radically love your neighbor. You can love God and love yourself fully. You can love God and help people to know that literally nothing can separate you from God's love. If you need a reminder, go back and read that Romans passage as many times as you need to, but nothing can change the fact that you are loved by God. And that is the God who helps us to let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. To that God, be all glory, honor, and praise. Amen.